Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this, our show on Equilarium FM. Welcome back to, we're actually coming from Brighton this week. Last week we were up in Scotland with all the girls and it was fantastic. We had an incredible trip, which was very enlightening for all of us.
It was. So gorgeous, Scotland, wasn't it? I cannot tell you how lovely it was, wasn't it? Especially we went to Roslyn Chapel and then Loch Lomond. It was just so green and majestic, wasn't it, Claire?
Yeah, it was fantastic. So I want to thank all the girls for coming on that.
Oh, it was so lovely. Anita, Carmen, Jill, we miss you.
Yeah, we do. It was fantastic. So this week I'd like to welcome you. Actually, around Josephine's kitchen table.
It's around my kitchen table today, isn't it?
And the wonderful guest.
We're in Divine Street.
We are. We're in Divine Street in Brighton. And this week's very special guest is your gorgeous sister, Mo Froud.
It's my gorgeous sister, Mo Froud.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's lovely to be home.
I've been here many times. It's very familiar.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this week's show is going to be discussing the beautiful merits of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And Mo, you have an absolute passion for empowering your patients and rebalancing all aspects of their health and well-being through a combination, don't you, of acupuncture, Chinese medicine and healthy holistic living. I know personally speaking, you have a very warm and open-hearted approach to life. So you've been bringing the gift of new life to many, many very, very happy couples.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that's my passion really within, I like to treat, you know, all aspects of health, but my true passion is fertility and pregnancy. And it brings great joy to actually help out couples that have been struggling. And, you know, sometimes they go down the IVF route or the ICSI and sometimes they come and just want to try naturally with the help of acupuncture and herbs and changes of lifestyle. And that's what we do at Unity Clinic in Burgess Hill. We help support all aspects of that, whether it is through IVF or whether it is, you know, the more holistic approach.
Right. So can they actually get IVF?
They can't get IVF at the clinic, but they have usually, by the time they come along to the clinic, they have usually actually sourced out an IVF clinic.
Right.
However, I am a Zeta West affiliated acupuncturist, and Zeta West has a fantastic IVF clinic that achieves amazing results in London.
Oh.
So if they do come and ask some advice about it, that's certainly something that I can help support them with as well.
Well, what a wonderful thing to have in the community, I think. That you can go if you're having trouble, you want to go and have that one-to-one attention, and that gentleness.
It's very important because an awful lot of people that come along, the women come to start with, they're the first ones to initiate it because sometimes men don't really think it's sort of viewed as a female problem, infertility. And in the past, that was more often the case. But actually, statistically now, it's actually almost 50-50, male and female.
Oh, is it?
Fertility problems. Mm-hmm. So it's very important when a woman comes along at the first consultation, we talk and I explain that I'd really like to, you know, see her husband and meet her husband as well, because we want to look at, you know, helping them, both of them, back to health. And the more involved the partner or husband is, I think the better results we get, really, you know. Yeah.
But you get amazing results at your clinic, Maureen, Unity Clinic and in Burgess Hill. And but it's such a gift, you know, to be able to, that thing of bringing new life in, you know, and helping that process along, because sadly it's a sign of the times, isn't it? Mm. It's a sign of this upside down world that we're living in, where we've all taken this idea of that the woman's got to be everything now, you know, she's got to be mother, she's got to be businesswoman, she's got to do it all, you know, and we're all out of sync. And even for the men as well, you know, I think they're far more stressed, and you know, the stress levels go up enormously.
Both of them are, often because often both partners work, which in the past wouldn't have happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And our mother's generation, you know, there was no question of the mother, you know, working, no. And, you know, and of course we're all now, you know, leading very busy, very hectic lives, you know, 2-car families, lots of holidays, and all that comes at a price. And often that's, you know, the mum works as well, and to help support it all. And it just leads to enormous sort of stress levels, trying to balance all of that out.
But even younger couples, you know, they're leaving, having a family, till much later in their life now, aren't they? You know, so
absolutely.
So again, you can see why the fertility issues come in more and more, because
definitely, if people can't even move out of home for their family homes to get a new house, you know, you're not going to look to start a family until you're in your own place, are you?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And with the economy how it is, people are still living at home till they're in their 30s.
My eldest son, Paul, happy birthday, Paul. It was just his birthday. He was 37, Claire.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you've got 37-year-old son.
But yeah, honestly, happy birthday, Paul. Even, you know, he hasn't started a family yet. He hasn't. And he's still at that point where he's trying to get to the point where he can feel safe enough to have a family, you know.
I think there's a lot of that out there.
But I think in a way that's a mistake, because life doesn't come with guarantees, you know. But if we wait till we've got enough money or enough, you know, in the past that wouldn't have been something that was considered, you know, the right home or the right, you know.
I had done it all differently. I had Paul when I was just turning 19.
And did you wait till you were financially secure before you had the other six?
No.
No,
they were always just a little blessing that came along.
Because that's how real life tends to play out, how it wants to, isn't it?
And if you allow it to,
stay in that natural flow. I mean, I have to say, mine was exactly the same. But I was caught in the same gap that I think a lot of modern women are. I had a career.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and I was enjoying my career, and I'd got my own, you know, flat, my apartment and everything that went with that. And it's like, you know, once you've got a taste of that, and I'd done my qualifications, it's just like, right, you're off on this career path.
Mm.
It's like, well, then when are you going to stop and have a baby?
Yeah.
And
where do you meet the right man?
Exactly. Where do you meet the right man? And I'd actually given up to the idea that I'd probably meet him on the tube on the way to work or on the way back from work. So I've got nowhere else. I was working every day, and I was teaching evening classes, and I literally thought, it's going to have to be on the tubes. Because I didn't go out when I got home. Do you know what I mean?
You were exhausted.
It wasn't actually. I was exhausted. No, luckily he wasn't on the tube. But I did meet him as the boy next door to some friends I'd gone to see. So that was handy. But then, you know, before we knew it, we had Louis on the way.
Yeah.
Like I say. And so he was the greatest gift, absolutely the greatest gift to come. Because I don't know when I would have decided in my head would have been the right time to have a baby. And it turns out it was, of course, at the right time. It was 22 years ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I'd waited and thought, well, it's not sensible because, you know, Andrew hasn't got a job and I'm the only one bringing in the income and blah, 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 I would have put it off for years.
Yeah, you would. When is the right time?
Yeah.
So but at least when we were grown up, you could get to the point where you could get a place to live. You know, you had your own
flat.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's very different from these younger ones now.
Yeah.
I think also it doesn't really help with companies like Google and who are the other ones that were suggesting that, oh, we'll freeze your eggs as part of your work contract.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple of big
companies
that the air that the young girls in their early 30s.
Oh, but that eats you in your womb when you say it. That's horrible.
You know, so it's also letting us believe that, you know, I mean, I was very, very fortunate because I was. I did have my children later in life, so I was actually 39. I miscarried my first baby, and then by the time Connor came along, I was 39. But that was basically because I hadn't met the right person before then, you know. Mm. So there's not a lot you can do about that. But you know, it wasn't a choice not to have them till that time.
No.
So I was very, very fortunate that, you know, it wasn't a problem and I went on to have two lovely, healthy babies.
Yeah.
But an awful lot of the couples I see, even in their early 30s, they're really struggling. And that's really, really, you know, awful, absolutely awful too. And that's what's so joyful about what I do, is that to be able to help them, you know, understand that by looking at, it's not just a case of popping in some magic needles and everything's going to be miraculously resolved. It's looking at the whole of the body holistically. I mean, that's what acupuncture is. It's a holistic approach to healing. And, you know, we look at the diet, we look at the lifestyle, and people often think their diet's quite healthy, and it may be, but it might just not be the right diet for their body type.
Right.
And for the seasons.
Yes.
It's about living in harmony with the seasons. That's the basis of all Chinese medicine. And they're very seldom doing any of that. And sometimes exercising too much, you know, because they think they should, and actually, there's some other really interesting things that have come along recently. You know, Professor Robert Winston?
Yes.
One of the pioneers of IVF in the country. He's written a book, and he's actually speaking out against all the IVF clinics at the moment, an awful lot of the IVF clinics, saying that he doesn't agree with, it's become like a factory where they're pulled in once, twice, three times. You know, I had a couple recently, had five failed IVF attempts before they came to me. And I'm very delighted to see that she's now 12 weeks pregnant with her first baby.
Fantastic.
On her sixth attempt.
Oh, but,
So that's great.
Yes,
great. Yeah.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com. Today, bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, welcome back. So here we are with the lovely Josephine Tyrrell and Mo Fry.
So, Mo, you were talking about Dr. and Professor Winston,
yeah.
And you were saying that he's finding he's talking against the IVF. But I must tell you, Professor Winston, when my twins were just, you know, very small, they took part in a twins program with Professor Winston. He filmed them for the BBC.
Yeah, so I remember that. Yeah.
But you were saying he was.
Well, it's just his book. He's got a new book out, and. You know, it's basically saying that he doesn't agree that there's an awful lot of financial gain too, and that they're just sort of, you know, bringing them in one after another, after that sort of thing, you know, and that they're not looking at sometimes at the very basic things. And that was, I think, the point I was going to make. When they come to the clinic, it's really interesting. I've got a lady who is due a baby any day now.
Wonderful.
And, she was told, both of them were told, it was physically impossible for them to get pregnant.
Oh, really?
Naturally. Absolutely. And she came along first of all, and she was, she had polycystic ovaries, so there was all sorts of things going on for her. She'd had a major back operation. So she was terribly, terribly out of balance. And I said to her at the start, look, you know what, I need to see you as a couple. And she said, well, my partner, my husband, isn't really keen on that idea. So we worked with her for about 5 or 6 months because she was really quite out of balance. So it took us a little while. We did things like basal body temperature charting, which is a fantastic, simple, free tool that you can use to help you start looking at what's going on inside your body. And because our body gives us lots of signs and symptoms, you know. Anyway, after that time, you know, I said to her, your basal body temperature is exactly as it should be to conceive, and it's still not happening. We need to see your husband. I don't know how you're going to get him along here, but you've got to bring him in. So she brought him along, and he hadn't even had a sperm test at that time. So I said to him, the first thing we have to do is you have to go and have a sperm test. Eventually agreed to go and do it. And the count, the motility, the morphology, everything was wrong, absolutely wrong. And that's when they were told basically they would never conceive naturally and that they needed to have ICSI. That was the only way they would be able to conceive. And I asked him to come along for 3 months, and I told him that we would get changes in the results of his motility, his count of the sperm, all of it. Within a month, he was so unsure about the whole procedure. Within a month, he chose to go and be retested because he didn't think it was doing anything. And within that month, all the parameters of his sperm had changed dramatically. And
for the
within
better.
3 months, for the better. And within 3 months, they were pregnant.
Wow,
and they're ready to have the baby. She's overdue now, and she's booked in on Friday for me to do an induction treatment, you know, to help bring the baby along.
It's
such an amazing, you know.
But the testimonials on your site from couples that have managed to conceive,
yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible,
yeah.
Because it is a sign of the age that we're living in,
yeah.
You know, where people are finding it harder and
yeah.
harder. But for you to be able to give them that nudge in such a holistic, healing way through
yeah.
acupuncture,
mm.
you know, as nature intended it to be, and, you know, from the ancient Chinese's philosophy of bringing that ancient wisdom in, and by you doing the acupuncture and actually helping them to do that, it's such a natural, easy process.
Yeah,
you know?
And they start to feel, you know, they don't get pregnant immediately. Well, some do, but, you know, if they're very out of balance, they don't, because their body has to become back in balance. But the reason they come back is they start to see immediate changes in their body. Their cervical mucus becomes much more abundant. Their basal body temperature starts to stabilise where it was very erratic at the start. Their energy levels, their sleep improves, their bowels move every day. All the basic things, signs that our body gives us, you know.
So even just as a side product of that, you know, they just actually must feel much better
they
themselves,
do,
even before the
I think what they have once they start coming is hope. because they have someone to talk to and understand and share and explain all the very, you know, if they are going down the IVF route, the results from all the tests can be really overwhelming. So we can talk through all of that side of things. And you know, we're trying to give them hope and they're back in.
So just out of interest, I'm sure you're dying to ask as well, what does that man think now?
He's a believer.
Has he found
a
religion?
Yeah. Well, funny thing is,
religion.
Yeah, exactly. I said to him, your job here is done. Yeah. You don't need to come back anymore. And he said, I want to come back.
Ah.
So he continued, yeah, he continued and continues to have acupuncture.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And so often that is, from the male perspective, they are, the women sort of drag them along kicking and screaming. Not always, it's a bit unfair, not always, but on a lot of occasions that is the case. And another couple who were about to have IVF in December are now pregnant. And, you know, it's just, and they've had one baby through IVF, but they were just preparing their body. They were coming for 3 months preparation for the IVF, which is what we recommend. Because from the moment the egg starts to develop up until it becomes the dominant follicle, it takes 3 months. So ideally we want to start 3 months before, right, whether it's IVF or whether that's, you know, what you're doing.
I mean, the difference for these couples, the stress that you're taking off them on so many levels, financially, is so much more cost-effective to come for acupuncture than it is to go through that IVF.
You think one of the reasons that they're not conceiving in the first place is they're so stressed, and then you add the expense of IVF on top of it. You're really exacerbating the stress of...
Not to mention how demanding it is on the women, the drug protocol that they have to take.
Horrendous.
The down regulation, it basically puts them into a mini menopause. It's horrible, absolutely horrible for them, you know.
Yeah.
Not to say there's times when it is amazing, because it does actually, you know, there's girls and women that would not be able to conceive without the help, you know, so it can do amazing things as well. But that's what we look at doing, and helping to support them through, you know, if they are going down that route, acupuncture can do great things to help support the symptoms that arise as a result of the side effects of the drugs as
but
well.
I should imagine for a lot of people listening out there that might be experiencing, you know, problems, it is a great hope, you know, and hope floats, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's just having that hope that there's maybe a different avenue.
Exactly, and having been told categorically you can't conceive, and then you know, to see actually that's not quite true.
Yeah.
There's a wide margin of possibility.
The other interesting thing was the couple that are just about to have their baby this week. She also had polycystic ovary syndrome, and she was, you know, thought that was it for life. When she went back to be checked up by a gynecologist, she was no longer polycystic ovaries.
Wow.
So, you know, that was something else. It was just an added bonus and all of it sort of thing.
I mean, Claire, when I first met you, you and I both went to acupuncture at the time, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was before you trained, Maureen.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting. We had that in common when we first met.
Yeah,
because
we did.
We'd a great acupuncturist that we used to go and see.
Yeah.
And he produced amazing results for us then, you know. So.
Fantastic. Incredible. I mean, I've often, you know, always walked a holistic path because I'm very allergic to a lot of things in the 21st century. Antibiotics, antiseptics, everything like that. So I was used to going to see him, but he was the first one to actually tell me that I was pregnant with my daughter Florence.
Amazing.
Yes.
Just literally
did you feel your pulses?
Days after I'd conceived. Yeah, he felt my pulses. And he said, oh, I think you'll find that you're actually pregnant now. And this one is going to be, he said, I would lay money that this one is going to be a girl and that she's made of soft body tissue. Whereas my son had been very sinewy. And I was just like, what?
And that was before you even had a test?
I hadn't missed a period. It was too early to do a test, but he told me. And so...
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. He was absolutely right. And Florence came 9 months later. She was a girl, and she was made of soft, pink, squishy stuff, whereas Louis had been live and sinewy. Yeah. And he was absolutely right, and he did that from taking my path. It was incredible.
Yeah. You knew yourself?
Before I knew myself. And I was, mind blown at that.
And that was Jim Soul, wasn't it?
He does.
He's in Spain now, isn't he? He's in Spain. He used to have a clinic in Rottingdean.
They never retired.
Down the coast. But he was amazing, but he used to channel information too, didn't he? You know, it wasn't just...
But that's where yours is a whole holistic approach to it. It's not just acupuncture.
No,
it's
not Chinese medicine.
You've got to go with your intuition. If you can suddenly feel that actually somebody needs a bit more than that, it's an environment where you can introduce that rather than being in a hospital situation where they literally stick to the format of what they're allowed to tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
And as it's about opening that dialogue and actually then your client coming in and trusting you, and you've been able to impart that information, feeling safe enough to impart that information.
You know, one of the other really interesting things is going back to real basics. Just to bring up that couple again, one of the that's just come to mind, she actually ovulated by doing a basal body temperature. She actually ovulated late in her cycle. So they weren't even having sex at the right time. So they would never have known that if they hadn't come along. They thought that everything was, her ovulation was over and done with by day 14, 15. And she actually was ovulating day 19 of her cycle, which we were able to detect through observing her basal body temperature. That's something as simple as having sex at the right time.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
It's very crucial. And this is what I think Professor Winston, going back to the book, is sort of highlighting, you know, we need to go back to basics in a way and think, you know, make sure all these basic things are, you know, in place.
Instead of making it sort of, you know, sci-fi.
Technical,
as you say, that you just get wheeled in and have the implanted and that you go.
Yeah.
And not having the whole, making love the whole passion part of how you're supposed to be creating.
Yeah.
But Maureen, before you started your acupuncture, you had a very different career, and perhaps that we can talk more about that after the break as well. You know, to see, you know, because it's interesting how you look at life in general and what brings you from one thing to another, and this whole idea of holistic medicine, how people arrive at it.
Yeah.
Because even with you, Maureen, with your career, you changed completely after you gave birth, didn't you?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
I couldn't go back to do what I was doing prior to having children. Definitely not.
So that'd be lovely. We can discuss that after the
week. Yeah.
Right.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back after that break. We got to a very interesting point with you, Mo. Also, we have to declare at this point that Josephine keeps referring to her sister as Maureen.
As Maureen. We don't shorten names in Scotland, but since we've moved down south, everyone calls Maureen Mo. Well, I can't. I just can't get used to it. So Mo.
So, yeah, someone else
and they call me Jo
us.
And I don't answer them either. Who's he talking to?
I know. It's true.
Yeah, so do you call you Jo?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. I always call you Jo. But yeah, just in case you were thinking that there was another person. Mo and Maureen are in fact the same.
We are the same one.
So, Mo.
Yeah.
Just before the break, we were going to talk about the fact that before you became this wonderful acupuncturist and before you had your children, you had a totally different career, didn't you?
I did, indeed.
And would you like to share with listeners what that was?
Yeah, I was a pilot. Quite different.
And who took you on your first flying lesson, Maureen?
Absolutely.
You've got two wings on your
she
side.
She was a pilot
too.
Before I was a pilot.
I can't believe it. You two absolutely beautiful, beautiful ladies. You were pilots.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you flew commercial planes, didn't you?
Yeah, Maureen did the big stuff. I've got to say, I was just doing the little babies, and Maureen was doing the big jets.
All, no, that was a wonderful phase of my life, and you know, I look back on it really, really fondly. And you know, but it was obviously prior to having the children.
Yeah.
And when the children came along, one, they had no idea what to do with a pregnant pilot, so that was very interesting. Very male-dominated industry.
Right.
Lovely people, but you know, it was just, you know, we don't even know what to do with you.
Yeah.
So I was quickly grounded and put in to deal with all the new recruits doing their CVs and things, you know, sending out CVs looking over their CVs for, you know, recruitment and things. So that was quite interesting. And, yeah, from there, I just, when Connor came along, one, I couldn't do part-time. There wasn't an option to do part-time. And I just couldn't, wild horses could not have dragged me back to, you know, to leaving my babies, really.
Yeah. You just knew, didn't you? You were never going to go back to it.
I mean, some people do. There's lots of, you know, a lot more female pilots these days, and, you know, they do manage to juggle it. But I just could not have got on an airplane at that time, you know.
I think it's very much, it goes with the individual.
Yeah.
Because I agree. When I had Louis, I did go back to work. But I commuted to London and I was teaching at the London College of Fashion.
Yeah.
A fashionista.
Fashionista, darling.
But then when I had Florence, I thought, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I've got two children.
Yeah.
I didn't have two children for me to go back to work and have someone else bring up my children.
Yeah, that's
they're the most important thing. And so I understand lots of people do have to go back and it's their own choices too. But personally, like you, I couldn't.
No.
So Andrew and I agreed that we would you know, exist on one salary as long as we possibly could, and that we'd bring the children up with at least one parent being present all the time.
Yeah.
Because that was our personal priority, I'm saying. So my life stopped there. It's like pre-children and post-children.
Yeah.
They suddenly became the priority for the next...
What's sad now, though, is that even with the way all the government cuts are happening, is that many mothers who would like nothing more.
Exactly.
I know, they're being forced out to work. And I just think, we've lost the plot. You know, we've forgotten that being a mother is almost the most important thing you can do in your life. You know, you're bringing up the next generation.
Exactly.
You're raising them to be conscious human beings and aware in the world. And sadly, all these preschools and everything, and they've got no choice but to go and do that now, especially with the breakdown of the family, and you've got a lot more single parents and things.
And also, you've got you haven't got the strong family unit living round the corner from
you.
No. We've always been very lucky because we've got a big family, we've had lots of support and everything. But you know, you've not got your mum round the corner, you've not got your family to help out with things. So for a lot of people, they're only choices in our streets.
Because childcare is so expensive,
very,
you know.
Yeah, and it is exhausting bringing up small children.
Yeah,
oh, you know, I remember my mother-in-law saying to me, you know, when I got little ones, she said to me, you will never, ever forget how tired you are.
Yeah.
And as a mum, you can always see young mums, and my heart just goes out to them because you think, oh, my God. Mm. You are just so tired.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a support group, as you say, around you, it's, you know.
Well, that's quite interesting when girls come in trying for the second. And the
first
come along quite easily.
Right.
And they're struggling trying to get pregnant for the second time in the clinic. But often they are physically exhausted.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, sometimes they are back at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're, you know, sometimes they are stay-at-home mums. But either way, you haven't, your lifestyle is very different from before your first child comes along.
Mm.
Insomnia, they don't sleep well. Their sleep's very broken, you know.
Mm.
They don't eat terribly well because the children come first always, you know.
Mm.
And one of my colleagues I work with in the other clinic, he is an osteopath and does carina osteopathy, and he sees mums and babies all day long, and he always says to me that new mums live on a diet of tea and toast.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's why they come very out of balance as well, because you know, they're just not looking after, they're not prioritizing their own health, they're prioritizing the health of the babies and things as well. You know?
Absolutely.
But, which is what you do as a mum.
Yeah.
Straight away, as soon as you've had children, you become off center in your own world, because your children replace that, you know. And it's quite hard.
But Claire, like Maureen, I mean, your career change, as it was, so you've gone from fashionista to holistic housewife.
It's true,
you?
Holistic housewife.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
And but you had to put your beautiful project, Equilarium, on hold for 17 years while you brought up the children,
didn't
you?
Because Florence was just a babe in arms and I was still just breastfeeding her, and I'd taken the project to the city in London to raise funds. And I got a lot of backing, a lot of support, and I had the UK's leading architect in sacred geometry, who works with Prince Charles. He was on board and the whole project was rolling forward. And then I just had an epiphany one night, and I just thought, gosh, if I push this one more time, it'll go, and then I'll be going back to London and being a working person every day, commuting, and I'm still breastfeeding Florence. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do it. So if this project is supposed to come forward, which it is, no doubt, it had to be, you know, put on hold until the time was right. And in the break, we were just talking about how, you know, you get to that right point where our children, my daughter's 18 and my son's 21, so you feel, obviously your children need you always, but there's that release point where you suddenly do have an extra amount of energy that you can bring to your own world.
Absolutely.
And you can pursue what your true heart's calling is, not just your maternal calling from taking care of your own family. You can start birthing something else.
Exactly.
But how lucky are you that you still have this? You know, some women, a lot of women come to clinic feeling a void.
Yeah.
Once that happens, when their children have gone, empty nest, or all of this. And I actually have a lady that's recently come in crying her eyes out because her eldest has gone to university.
Oh, it's huge.
And, you know, but how lucky are you to have that you have, you know, something
exactly,
to
a project
throw all
that
your energies into.
Yeah, I'm very aware that you're right.
It's fantastic, really, you know.
Because that's where you and I came in too, wasn't it? We were both up in the city.
Yeah, we were.
Raising funds and doing the business side of it. And almost at the same time as our synchronistic lives work out.
It's absolutely true. You were breastfeeding as well.
Yeah, and I was. But we also both had that epiphany where we just thought, we can't do this.
No.
And we have to leave it. So now we're both on this holistic path, you know, where you're birthing Equilarium and I'm doing my Being Limitless course, and it's just, you know, all together, all three of us are working on this holistic side, which seems so much more in harmony with everything that we're trying to do as women, as mothers.
Absolutely. You know, the satisfaction from doing that. I mean, back in the day when I was a fashionista, I remember walking down the King's Road in London, which is a famous fashion street. And I had outfits in two different shop windows.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, yes. You know, as a fashion designer, you think, oh, that's it. That's
yeah.
It. That's mine. That's mine to the right. That's mine to the right. That's right. That's right.
Would that be Liberty? Liberty's London?
And then, but it's, you know, it's short-lived. It's clothes. No. Do you know what I mean? What, you designed it to go to the shop to be sold, to make profit for companies, and it's all just, you know, what have you. You know, it's short-lasting, that glory. Whereas, like, things like my book, you know, One from the Heart, I've sold nearly 5,000 copies.
That's fantastic.
And I've had such wonderful reviews from people come back of how much it helps them. And so, for me, at this point in my life, at 52, I think I am, I know in my heart of hearts that it's only by answering what the true heart's calling that gives you that true satisfaction.
But it's just, yeah. It's your soul calling,
it
isn't
is your soul
it? It's
calling.
Even everything that I'm doing with the course, with the Being Limitless course, it's all about helping people to identify what their soul calling is. And when you're living in harmony with that, your life just flows and there's a joy in it. You know, you're just happy, happy, happy to be doing
agape.
Happy and agape.
Happy and agape.
Agape is our new favourite word, unconditional love.
Yeah.
And it is... But it is about that you're all happy doing. Because you're always saying to me, Maureen, work doesn't feel like work. And it doesn't when you're in the flow.
I work 6 days a week. And, you know, most people that come in and they say, I'm shattered and I'm exhausted. And how do you do these long days and not feel... And I have as much energy at the end of my day as I do at the start of my day.
Because you're loving what you're doing. You're coming, in the right place.
But in so many ways, everything that we're doing is all linked, you know, because it's all about helping heal the hearts of humanity.
Exactly.
You know, these women that have got and men that have got this huge void in their life that they're thinking that they want to have a baby and they can't.
Oh.
But we're here to help people, really to help people live the life of their dreams.
Exactly.
You with Equilarium and me with this. But and we can talk more about Equilarium after the break. And you've got some lovely writing for us as well, haven't you?
And it's very much on the same theme because it's time to let go of the old and step into the new. And so sort of astrologically and sort of consciously at the planet, we're at this point where people are waking up to actually following their soul's calling, not just your daily bread calling. And I think the more people that actually dare to pursue that, dare to cross the line from just in the immediate knee-jerk reaction, like we were saying earlier on, about response to a situation, if you can trust and come from the heart and back yourself for the long-term answer, you're going to be ultimately so much happier.
Yeah.
I mean, scientists have proved recently, not recently, they've known for a long time actually, that your heart before your brain senses something, and that's the same with Chinese medicine as well, isn't it? You know, they know that your heart senses before your actual brain does. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. So live from the heart.
Live from the heart.
Definitely.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Simone Millicis, would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Something, you have got some gorgeous, gorgeous writing for us, haven't you?
I do. I just have to say how funny that is, hearing my own advert in the middle of that.
I know it is. We were singing along.
I know. Yeah, but it is, does seem funny.
Yeah.
But yes, I have. I've got a beautiful piece.
Talking of new beginnings.
It's all about new beginnings.
New life.
New life, and it's also about crossing, you know, that threshold from the old into the new. So if you'd like to get yourself comfortable, take a few moments if you can to close your eyes if you're not driving.
If you're not driving or operating
heavy machinery. Jill Osman, I hope you're taking note there and relaxing in due course. And then, yes, I shall read these words and let them just settle into your consciousness. Celebrations across the nations, for the death of the old makes way for the birth of the new. The old had its time and place, with fond memories and a familiar face. But 'tis truly time to replace its presence in your present. For however pleasant it has been, or long-lasting it seemed, the new is here to write a story of its own, to take you on an exciting adventure into the unknown, continuing the journey home. Many paths to one truth, and many different paths to the long journey home. Beautiful scenery and landscapes, cityscapes, highs, lows, mountains and seas with valleys of green and fields of gold. Rivers deep and trickling streams. Good friends and family. Trusty soul companions who lighten the way with their love and laughter and joy. There are times when you may be walking alone, but fear not, you will never be lost, for you are always on the path that leads you home. Follow your heart, for it always knows where it is going. Enjoy the wide variety of sights and sounds and experiences that you encounter as your life unfolds. Now is the start point of the next phase of your journey. It will be different from what has gone before. It will be filled with wonder and awe. This is going to be an incredible point, as it is the start of your new future. 'Tis connected by love to your past, but it is open and free, filled with great hope and possibility, wisdom, strength, love, abundance, and prosperity.
Oh, that's gorgeous, Claire.
That's beautiful. Absolutely
to me,
beautiful.
It's really inspirational to people. And even from our own journey, looking at the journey we've had in our life, you know, you are able to maybe have one career, then change into a completely different direction. And at any point, the point of change is always in the now. So to me, that's always really inspiring to think you can change your life now. You don't always know. You don't always have all the answers as to how it's all going to unfold. You wouldn't have been able to say, Maureen, you know, when you were back being a pilot, you probably didn't even think of being an acupuncturist or you as a fashionista, Claire, sitting here doing this radio programme. But you've just got to trust that finding your way home is basically about coming into alignment with your true soul's calling. And when you do that, your life just flows. But we do not have to have all the answers. And that, to me, is really inspirational. Yeah. You just have to listen.
You're right. In that piece of writing, it said, you know, the new is here to write a story of its own, taking you on an adventure into the unknown.
Yes.
But that's, unfortunately, people get stuck because they become quite fearful about, you know, they think that we need guarantees or we need security or we need, you know, to transform our lives or to make those changes or whatever. But there's no guarantees in life and sometimes you've got to take that great big leap of faith and just see where it leads you.
And sometimes it's those pivotal points where sometimes it's you've just had enough and you just think, right, that's it, I can't take any more of that. And so life forces you to that crescendo where you just think, I can't do this anymore. Like what happened to us when we had our babies and you thought, I can't travel up to London, I can't do one more business meeting. So sometimes there's always a blessing. There's always a blessing underneath it. What you think is the end of the world. It's a lovely caterpillar.
What the master calls, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls the butterfly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and beautiful. And so it is at different stages of life, and so you can look back. Just like we're saying, there's pre-children, pre-marriage, pre-whatever, all these different phases. And personally, I mean, you must be the same. You can look back and think, God, I hardly recognise myself in one of those, you know, of the different phases.
Absolutely.
But realising that we're standing at this point collectively, you know, globally, with this being invited. We're being invited to step beyond and go into the unknown. We're being invited to take a leap into the new.
And what's lovely is this could be at any age.
Yeah,
we're not
absolutely
stuck to that old paradigm where you've got to go to school, you've got to go to you've got to go to college, you've got to go to university, and it all happens from that point. You can literally change your life from wherever you are right now. And it's all about, it's so much easier than we think it is because it starts with changing our thought pattern. You know,
and one of the things I always found that, when you ask somebody, where is the future? I mean, how far away do you think the future is? And back, you know, I know earlier in my life, I used to think the future was about 18 months away. Really, it was about there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 18 months away. The future's now.
No,
you know, you've got to bring it much closer. And the future is you wake up in the morning and your future's begun.
Mm. And
you
also,
know, you can change, but the point of change is now. As you say, you can't put it off and go, well, in the future, in a year and a half's time, I'll do something.
Then I'll be happy.
Then I'll be happy.
Yeah.
It's a
choice.
I will make a change. You have to choose it right now. It's the only time you can choose.
And if you take, baby steps and one action every day to actually, and often this is another thing I tell patients when they come in about transforming and change and, you know, putting in these different, changing their lifestyle a little bit. And, you know, these simple, you don't expect miracles overnight. But simple little changes can totally transform, you know, outcomes, whether it is, you know, getting pregnant and having a baby or whether it is moving on to different stages in your life or, you know, it's interesting, isn't it?
So, Claire, here you are and you're trying to give birth to Equilarium.
I am.
Would you like to tell us a bit about Equilarium?
Yeah, well, Equilarium is this wonderful, wonderful high vibration holistic healing centre that's been wanting to come to planet Earth for, you know, nearly 20 years now. And it's going to be built in a totally unique way, that it's a form of architectural earth acupuncture. It's about putting the needle into the stress point. And right now it wants to be somewhere on the San Andreas fault line in Northern California. And it wants to start with this kingpin of a crystal as the Atribut, to join the As Above, to So Below. And then the whole building will be constructed using sacred geometry and biogeometry to work with the vibrations to align all the earth energies so that the building itself becomes like an organic vibration point to actually change the vibrations of the immediate surroundings and then of the people that visit it. So it's going to be it's a cross between a solarium to re-establish your equilibrium. So it's where you go to have your equilibrium rebalanced. So all your should be to do with all your chakras and to do mind, body and spirit.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of the mental counselling as well, because often the mental side of health gets ignored.
Overlooked.
So it's sort of overlooked.
Absolutely.
But it'll be mind, body and spirit. So there's going to be a wellness centre there, and obviously there'll be a lot of acupuncture, and I would hope that there'll be an acupuncture fertility centre there.
You can give some guidance there, more in your setting.
Which would be amazing, wouldn't it?
So, because you have just been awarded the National Clinic, haven't you?
You have,
clinic,
yeah. Which is so amazing.
The clinic of the year, it was amazing, absolutely amazing, and very unexpected to, you know, totally unexpected. We were shortlisted,
and what was it for exactly?
It was a national award from the CAM Expo in London at Olympia. It's a 2-day expo for all alternative and natural therapies. All different companies come together, and the clinic was shortlisted into the final, and much to my amazement, we actually won it.
But I'm not surprised, Mo. The testimonials on your website, and what is your website?
It's www.unityfertility.co.uk.
And so anyone, even globally, I mean, if people wanted to travel to you, they could travel to you.
They travel from all over to you. It's amazing.
So they could come and see you, and so they just check up on your website. So tell us again.
Yeah, www.unityfertility.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And the clinic is Unity Clinic.
And you've had incredible results with fertility, so it's absolutely amazing. And you look after the whole female...
From the onset of periods, really, to the menopause, you know, it's holistic gynaecology is really what we cover.
Fantastic.
So it's fantastic. Yeah. And so, which will put in beautifully to Echolalia.
Absolutely. Beautifully. Wonderful. Another piece of the puzzle. So that just remains for me to say thank you very much for the guest of the
moment. It's been my pleasure.
It's been really wonderful having you here. And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
So thank you
all.
So thank you very much for listening, and come join us another time where we are to collectively raising vibrations across the nations.
Namaste.
Namaste. Stay golden.